Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mind Kiss. This is Sean Davis, your host. Tonight we're going to be doing an intro to the stock market tutorial. I don't have anyone online yet, so we're going to wait a couple of minutes.
Broken down and tired, you're living life on a merry-go-round. You can't find a fighter. I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountain. We gon' walk it out and ooh, mountain.
You sure you're all right?
In spite of you, I will rise.
Maybe you'll sit down. I'll get
back
to it.
I'll
sing, you know, don't worry about the water. Don't think of it. Well, I mean, from now on. From now on, I'll take care of it. So you don't have to go up and down the steps.
Oh no, it's never too hard. Oh no, whatever it is,
Thank you. Your blood was shed for my love. So I murmur so loud to you, and you boil so loud to me. The exchange at the cross, I believe, is mighty to say. Even me, you're mighty to say.
Even me.
Sometimes my pain is greater than I can fathom or even express. Lead to my heart cry, say and answer me from heaven. Be blessed, so I pray.
Thank you.
Broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out, and ooh, mountains. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. I will rise a thousand times.
Hey, good evening, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, Sean? How are you doing?
No, not much. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good.
That was good.
Still doing homework.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of homework
yeah.
to do?
All right. Studying for a show, you know, studying for midterm.
All right. What are you taking again?
Right now, I'm just freshman in college, taking up nursing.
Oh, just general courses?
Yeah, right now.
Do you have a major in it?
Say that again?
So do you have a major? Did you decide on a major? Or?
Nursing.
Nursing, okay. Where are you going again?
Community College.
Community College, Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
I know someone that teaches there. I think he teaches like an intro to computer class. Mark Rauer. I don't know if he's taking computers at all. He teaches like an introduction class, you know, like Word, MS Word, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Basic. Yeah.
Basic stuff, right?
Yeah, so. Well, it's just you and me on. I was trying to text people, but I'm like, no, for some reason wasn't going through. I did try to.
What through the? Did you try Facebook and all that stuff?
No. No, I didn't go on there.
No, because I tried getting on it, so I can't. My code and all that stuff don't even work anymore.
Oh, really?
Computer, so. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said when that text, couple minutes ago.
Say that again?
I sent Wenda a text a couple minutes ago. Other than that, not really getting hold of anybody. I mean, I did have a show plan. I was going to, I remember last week I said I was going to do that introduction to Stop. And everything.
Right.
Which I did plan that out, but it's just you and me. I don't know. Maybe I'll save that for the next time. And I was working on trying to get like an interview, but the lady couldn't. I don't know if you remember Rachel Pope,
right? The artist.
Yeah. She says she knows some guy that does like grant work and grant writing and all that stuff. She was going to try to get him for me to come on the show tonight, but she couldn't get a hold of him. So hopefully, maybe sometime in the next future, she can get a hold of him because, I'd like to, would like to interview him. Sounds interesting. Because she said she does a lot of consulting with, writing grant stuff for different art projects.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that would be useful to, me, especially you, if you're what you're trying to do.
I need a grant writer.
Yeah, well, she, she says this guy is pretty good at it. He could shed some light on it, how to go about doing it and everything. So I thought that would be pretty useful. So I'm trying to get that. Uh-huh. She was going to try to get him for tonight, but she couldn't get a hold of him, so. So maybe next week or the week after, hopefully, she can get a hold of her. We can have one.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah, but like I did do like a little, wrote up a little something about stocks and everything, but I don't know. Since it's just you and me, I don't know. We should wait or. Because I know Wenda was really interested. Because I know Wenda was really interested, and she's not on. So, So maybe I'll just wait till I get more people on. But I guess I can cover a little bit of it. We only got like 15 minutes left.
Why not?
What's that again?
I said, why not?
Yeah. So I was going to start with like a definition of what is the stock market, and that is a market in which shares of publicly held companies are issued and traded either through exchanges or over-the-counter markets. It's also known as the equity market. And, it's a pretty vital part of the economy. It provides companies with access to, the money, whatever necessary money or what they call capital. And in exchange for that, the investors get a piece of ownership, which is like a stock. Like one stock entitles you to, so much percentage ownership of a company. So that's basically what the stock market is. The next thing I had was some terms to be familiar with. I have OTC, which means over-the-counter. That's basically on the counter, that kind of, that refers to you buying a stock, you're not going through a broker or anything. You can just go online to one of these exchange-traded funds and just buy straight from there without having to pay, buy through a broker. Another thing I have is that you ever hear, you remember when they talk about the stocks, it's like 11,000 points or it's down to whatever, this amount of points, whatever. Well, a point actually means a dollar price change in the value of the common stock. So like the, say like the NASDAQ or S&P 500, the different exchanges, they're all just with those, when they say 11,000 or 12,000 or 15,000 points, it means it's a total dollar amount, the dollar price change amount of all the stocks combined. So that's what that means when they say that. And the exchange is the marketplace in which, you know, the stocks, commodities, and securities are traded. So it's basically anything can be an exchange. It can be a physical location. It can be, you know, electronic exchange on a computer. You know, it's basically just to ensure orderly trading and, you know, dissemination of efficient dissemination of price information. So, and that's basically all I wanted to cover. I was also anticipating some questions and, you know, I'm going to space it out a little bit, but that's, you know, that nutshell is all I had for an introductory lesson into, you know, trading in the stock market. Just the basics. Oh, I also had something on choosing stocks, so I'm not going to go into that because that's going to take a little long. What I was planning to do that, so we'll save that for the next time. Some other terms I had on here was stop, put, shorting, day trading, value investing, you know, dividends. A stop is when you put in, when you say you want to do like an automatic purchase of so many stocks, you know, every week or a day. So you're not going to be there and physically do it each time. So you want to put a stop in. You want to put like a certain, I guess it's like putting in like a certain limit. Like you don't want to buy the stock if it's more than this, than so much amount. So if you're going to buy so many shares of stock during a certain like a week until it reaches, you know, a certain price level, then you want to stop the order.
Okay.
Yeah. And day trading, that's when people just, they buy stocks, but they sell them right away to try to make a profit.
Okay.
And, you know, that's what it's called, day trading. They're only in it, they're just, you know, trading stocks just to sell it right away. They try to buy it, you know, low and anticipate when it's going to rise and sell it right away. They don't hold the stock for any type of, you know, for any period. And value
is that
investing.
Is that a way to... Is that a good way to make money or lose money?
Probably for the average person, a good way to lose money because it's hard to, you know, it's really hard to know, especially when you're competing against a lot of computer programs that are buying, you know, you can't keep up with it. And before you know it, you know, you're going to buy some and try to sell it, and by the time you sell it, the price is going to be probably lower than what you paid for it.
So what type of programs
like,
do you need to do that?
Well, I know like the big institutional investors have these programs that can electronically trade, and they're really fast. I imagine they probably do sell them for individuals. I have seen it advertised. It's basically, you know, a computer program that, you know, will automatically buy and sell stocks, you know, where you have to tell it what, you know, it's usually like a block. It's not like one or two. Usually when you employ like a computer, you know, program or something to do that, it's usually like a whole block, like a whole lot of stocks. So it's usually the larger institutional like pension funds that use that because they can afford to buy like, you know, a million shares of this or that. You know? So if you're like an individual day trader and you're competing with that, then, you know, it's kind of, you got to know what you're doing, I guess. the general consensus is that it's not really a good way to make money, you know, but some people swear that you can. They use a lot of, like, computer programs, and I mean, not computer, like, computer models, like, mathematical models, to know when to figure out, try to extrapolate what, you know, when a price, when a stock will go up or go down. And it's basically, they forecast what the stock's going to do over, a few hours while the market's still open. Which I guess the market opens at, sometime when I think it ends at 4. I think between 8 to 4, they model they have a mathematical model of what they think that the stock's going to do in terms of price, and then that's how they decide, when they're going to buy it, how long they're going to hold it, when they're going to sell it, that sort of thing. Pretty like a deep involved process, but basically though, I mean, I think most for regular people that aren't really savvy investors, they advocate like value investing. That's when you buy a stock and you hold it for a while. It's basically when you have like a 401k or whatever through your job. I mean, you buy a stock, you anticipate holding it for a while. So I say just hold it and don't, pay attention to the day-to-day up and downs of the stock prices. You're going to hold it for the long term. And a lot of researchers pointed out that when you hold stocks for long term, over the long term, a stock might go up and down. You're going to, at least reap at least 10% return on your investment if you hold it for the long term. And I think most investment books I read recommend that approach. You want to hold it for a while, so, and then that's the best way they say to profit through the value investing. So, that's basically it. Oh, a dividend is some stocks pay like a dividend, and then what a dividend is, it's a little check when a company that you invested in that you bought the stock for.
Right.
If they make a profit or whatever, what they call retained earnings, some companies either reinvest the profit, the retained earnings, the other companies might buy some of the stock, and stock repurchase, which increases the value of the stock because there's less stock outstanding, which, would increase your investment. And other companies choose to, issue, share the money with the investors. They'll send out a dividend, like a certain percentage of the retained to all the investors. So, kind of like a profit sharing kind of thing.
Right.
So on top of you holding their stock, you also only get a check every so often if the company does well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so not every company does it, but...
No. How would you know what company does it?
You got to look up in their reports and everything. And, that's when you're choosing, that's part of the lesson when picking stocks. You got to investigate and you look at their SEC filings and their investment perspectives. And, in there it'll tell you whether or not they issue dividends, what their policy is in regards to retained earnings. So that's a whole other lesson. That's like a whole lesson itself.
So they don't blatantly say it. I mean, they use different language, right?
Yeah.
Say, okay, we want to send you some dividends out. they use a different language, so I guess you have to be trained on the different language that they use.
Well, they do use the term dividends, but you gotta, sometimes some of the other terms are pretty technical. So, anyways,
Here's a question for you. This is Dr. Siles.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, hello, Dr. Siles. I just saw you one day.
Yeah, you know, we talk about stock market and dividends, and sometimes it can be like a foreign language to people who are not engaged in the markets. Another area where people sometimes do not know where the traditional stocks, it's traditionally you're looking at using disposable income, money that you don't need. So if you got $5,000, $10,000 that you can put away and say, I don't need this for the next 5-10 years, then it's good to be an investor long term because it does take a while. However, there is when you have your options, which I don't know if you talked to us about, the options is a short term process, sometimes more challenging because it's more different terminology, but you can actually look at instant returns within weeks of your investment, and it has a lot of good strategies with it. Not too many people talk about options because they fear that it's an unknown process, but yet it's very popular with groups and clubs. And so that's something I know people will probably be interested in learning more about, is how to get involved with options. And now everything with internet and computer, you can pretty much do it right online. And you don't need a whole lot of money to get involved with it, but you can make double, triple your returns in a short time if you follow certain strategies. So just share with a few words on that. I want to hear your thoughts about options.
In terms of, I heard some of the strategies I heard is the way to get started is like you take a little bit, have it on, like you sign up for one of these electronic stock trading funds like E-Trade, another one's called Trade King, and whatever, you can sign up for one. And some of them don't have like a minimum balance that you need, and you can have so much money taken out of your paycheck and into this account, which you can have for buying stocks. So, and like you said, it doesn't take a lot of money to start, because a lot of times I was reading a book on penny stocks, and they're usually from small and mid-sized companies, and they're generally less than either between $5 to $10 criteria for penny stock. I mean, you could start with those. I mean, they're a little bit more riskier, but they can, if they go up, you reap the rewards. You generally earn more of a return. So, but in terms of, different options. There's a lot of different strategies you can use, like Dr. Siles was saying. Like the one I described was, you can take so much, it's usually basically out of your savings, and like you said, money that you don't need. I forgot, we're running out of time. We'll have to continue this for next week. Like I said, there's a lot. I'll talk more about, stock options and like actually strategies for choosing stocks next week. But I thank everyone for calling in, Sean Anderson and Dr. Siles, and hopefully we can continue the discussion next week. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sean Davis. Yep. I appreciate it.
No problem, Bob.
All right. Take care. Good to hear from you, Sean Davis and Sean Anderson.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
All right.